Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is preserving the blessings of Allah on earth. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, to whom belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in earth, and to him belongs all praise in the hereafter, and he is the wise, the acquainted. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. We are content with Allah as our Lord, Islam as our religion, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our messenger. I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ Indeed, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for a people who have taqwa of Allah. أيها المؤمنون, O believers, indeed, the earth has been given to us as a trust from our Lord. And hence, it is a religious responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us therein to cultivate and construct the earth in a manner that allows us to settle upon it in a way that demonstrates our concern for the preservation of its blessings. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا He has produced you from the earth and settled you therein, settled you in it. So from the obligations of such a settlement, of us settling upon the earth, is that we take care of it, that we maintain a good upkeep of it, and that we do our best to utilize its blessings in a way that further develops its prosperity for ourselves and future generations. For the earth has been given to us as a trust and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the one who's enabled us to settle upon it. And so with us settling upon it, we have to recognize that we aren't the masters and controllers of the earth. Rather, we've been given it as a trust to maintain as a blessing. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further informs us in the Quran of some of the various ways he has given us the blessings within the earth. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ And the earth he has laid out for the creatures. Therein is fruit and palm trees having sheaths of dates. In similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also informed us that we are not to deplete the resources of the earth or to squander it or waste them. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ And cause not corruption upon the earth after its reformation. That is better for you if you should be believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us from a life of wasting the earth's resources or extravagance. And hence he says, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ And be not excessive. Indeed, he likes not those who commit excess. Ya ibadallah, O slaves of Allah. We've already mentioned how from our duty towards the earth is the duty to protect its resources and to make good use of its elements. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was especially concerned with regards to our use of water. And he commanded us to be conservative and economical in its consumption and to not waste it, even if it appears to be readily available, such as the example of having access to a running river. We should still seek to preserve it for future generations, for water is the cause of life and the source of our existence. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we made from water every living thing. In similar manner to the preservation of water, we've also been tasked to preserve and to maintain the air and its purity. This means we should abstain from everything that pollutes it and from harmful emissions that would deplete and affect the purity of the air. In addition to these vital elements of water and air, the Prophet ﷺ also called upon us to take care of the plant life and the animal life on earth. For he said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَغْرِسُ غَرْسًا أَوْ يَزْرَعُ زَرْعًا فَيَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ طَيْرٌ أَوْ إِنسَانٌ أَوْ بَهِيمًا إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ بِهِ صَدَقًا. Never does a Muslim plant trees or cultivate land, except that if a bird or a man or an animal were to eat out of it, then that would be recorded as charity on his behalf. Brothers and sisters, hadith such as these encourage us to look after the broader environment around us, to cultivate the land, but to do it out of concern of maintaining this interconnected ecosystem that we see present on the earth. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected things in a balance and has maintained things in a balance. And so we are tasked to honor this balance, to mutually cooperate with each other in a manner that ensures the earth is maintained for future generations. And if we actually reflect, this is a right that the future generations have upon us, and that we will be held accountable to the degree we fulfill our rights to them and others. Indeed, this earth has been created as a manifestation of the Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His omnipotent power, and He has brought it and continues to animate it with life as a manifestation of His hikmah, His wisdom that gives birth to the sense of causes and causality. He's placed on this earth resources for us as mankind, such that we find our livelihoods can be supported. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشِ. And we have certainly established you upon earth and made for you therein ways of livelihood. And if we reflect upon the ways we have been facilitated with regards to our livelihood, in regards to our sustenance, then we will come to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated everything on earth to the service of mankind and to the facilitation of ease for mankind. This is almost a testimony to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring us on earth and the means by which, if we utilize and recognize this facilitation, then we as human beings can attain unto our potential and our sa'ada, our blissful cognizance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the contentment that our souls is truly seeking. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He is the one, or it is He, who created for you all of that which is on earth. Subhanallah. If we see everything on earth from all of its intricate aspects of balance, we will find that almost all of this is there to facilitate things for us. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put things in this balance with His due proportioning and is establishing relationships by His wisdom, then it is our role to maintain this balance. We will find that there is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this earth that is excessive or lacking. And that's why our Lord, Ar-Rahman, informs us, وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْزُونَ. And we cause to grow therein something of every well-balanced thing. And hence part of our responsibility is to maintain this balance, to not break this mizan, this balance. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a sense of agency and responsibility. we can break this balance. And if we break this balance, we are only betraying our own selves and betraying our own trust and betraying fellow human beings. For the earth is our home. The earth is the cradle for future generations. And what would you say to someone who destroys their own home in pursuit of temporal pleasures? So let us be wise. Let us honor what we have been entrusted with. Let us not be of those who treat the earth in a manner that testifies against us. Let us be of those who honor the earth in a manner that it testifies for us. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless the earth, that He increase its goodness, and that He makes us the means of preserving its blessings for others, so that it become part of that which we've done for His sake. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.